When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show. This is the Rich Eisen Show.
And there is your dagger!
From the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Jordan Love, you are as ready as ever to win a Super Bowl.
You know, not just me, but the team we have. We've all been building this thing together.
Earlier on the show, Pro Football Hall of Famer Kurt Warner, Colts running back Jonathan Taylor. Coming up, actor and comedian Andrew Santino. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number 3 of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Just had a very nice chat in our green room with a man who puts the ginger in whiskey ginger.
Yeah, buddy.
The very funny Andrew Santino is in our green room. We'll bring him on out shortly and hold him to account for the 11-6 win-loss game he played for the Chicago Bears back in May when he was here in the program.
It could still happen.
He has got a new comedy special, White Noise. I guess he's the white that puts the white in White Noise. Available now for streaming exclusively on Hulu.
Hulu,
which is, you know, we're part of the family.
Yeah.
Here on Disney Plus, the ESPN app everywhere, ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. And then, of course, we say hello to everybody out there listening to us on Sirius XM Channel 80. I'm laying into that.
Yeah. Kellen Winslow.
I think it's 80. If you divided our previous station numbers on Sirius XM by 10, I think we could come up with 80, sometimes 11. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we were in the 990s, 350s.
We're all over the place. And my brother Frank always gets mad about that. He's like, where are we? I go, Frank, just look it up.
Let me ask you this question.
Good job, Mike.
Does Frank actually get mad like about that?
Yes. He'll be like, I can't hear you in the car.
I think Frank needs to.
I'll have him call in.
Mike, I don't even get mad about that.
I don't need it.
I'm like, Frank, watch it.
But I just didn't know if he really gets mad or it's just the way Southern Californians look at people like us. When we converse from the Northeast and come here, we sound mad.
Yeah,
it's true. And it's just like, it's just the way we
just
talk.
The way we talk.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not, when somebody said you sounded angry, I'm like, when? And I'm like, you're from Southern California. Yeah. You don't understand. This is just the way those of us from the Northeast talk.
We talk when we're, it's like they think we're
fighting. Is it the same thing in Western Pennsylvania? Which is as far from the East Coast as it is here, as far as I'm concerned, coming from the East Coast. You know what I mean?
This is so disrespectful.
I didn't mean it.
Yes, you did. Just for those of you who just getting to know us, just know he meant it very disrespectful.
Well, I mean, you always talk about being from Pittsburgh like it's East Coast. Well,
that's what we call East Coast mentality.
The East Coast is an entire
I'm not Midwest. Do I seem like a Midwest guy to you?
No, you're closer.
You cross to Delaware. You're not
I mean, come on.
You're closer to the Midwest than anybody from the East Coast. That's what I'm saying.
How far is Chicago from
Pittsburgh? I mean, we'll ask Andrew Santino that because he's, wait till you see the shirt that he's wearing. It's dynamite. he's also got Chicago Bulls colored Nikes on. It's the whole thing. He's bringing
it's 300 miles to the beach from Altoona.
That's what I mean. That's fine.
Not the coast.
Yeah, I know. Does Altoona have any beaches?
Yeah, man. We got Canoe Creek. Don't be disrespectful.
I'm just wondering if
we got Canoe Creek. You know, there's a pond at the Penn State Altoona campus that I used to ride my bike around. Like, come on.
Leopold Park? Is that something?
Our sand is on a beach, not in a bag that you try to keep water out.
You've never been to Canoe Creek, obviously.
Very good. Sharon in Las Vegas, Nevada. Sharon. Let's take Sharon's phone call. What's up, Sharon?
Hey.
Hey. Hey.
What's up?
Hey now.
I'm so Sharon. Excited. I got you through yesterday. Oh, my God.
What happened?
I wanted to talk about the Chargers defense.
Do it.
So.
Do it.
I live in Vegas, obviously.
Yes.
I'm an Aces fan, Knights fan. The Raiders need to be relevant. And when I saw their first game, I was so excited.
Yes.
Because I'm like, oh, they're relevant. They're gonna make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Monday night, the Chargers had me uncomfortable.
Yes.
I literally had to walk away because their defense is just ridiculous.
Yes, it is.
So my question is, are they one of the best defensive teams or are they the best?
Well, last year they were the best scoring defense in the NFL, giving up 17.7 points per game. And I know that because I'm a lead pipe wielding professional who had to know that before calling their first game on YouTube. I just, by the way, I just ran out of breath.
I know.
I need to take a breath. And so they gave up 18 to the Chiefs and they gave up 9 to the Raiders. So, yeah. They're back and they're good and they're really, really well coached. I mean, Jesse Minter, who's the defensive coordinator there, 100% along with Green Bay's defensive coordinator is going to get some run for head coaching conversations. And we'll see. I think we're going to find out, Sharon, that the Raiders can be relevant this year. It's just that they're young in certain positions, including running back, as we saw. And they're also just getting started, you know, with Pete,
right,
who knows how to coach. And and we may learn in the same way that if you play the Packers, you're going to look that way, that the Chargers might be the AFC version of that. You know,
right,
we may
and
learn that.
Here's the kicker. I'm actually a Cardinals fan, loyal to the soil.
Okay.
And I'm people talking about my quarterback, like making fun of him because he's small. He is small, but he is Mike.
Okay.
Sure, Kurt Warner would appreciate that.
Well,
his name is Kurt and Fritz.
Noted,
but
Sharon.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sharon.
I'm always excited to talk to you guys.
Right back at you. Right at the beginning. We Joy like Vegas. It when we surprise people by just saying hello to them. She went, hey.
Hey.
All right.
Hi.
Nice. That was a nice chat with Sharon in Vegas.
Yeah. Callback, Sharon.
Well, I mean, the Raiders are a perfect team. I think they're on this list that we're about to run down. And if this segment goes well, you know, you texted the group a couple days ago, Chris, you're like, you texted me, I think, where you're like, let's do this. And I'm like, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
And I know I'm going higher register. I really mean it. If this goes well, we may do it every year between weeks 2 and 3. So I'll make a note of it.
Love it.
What are we calling this segment? We're calling it, which team are you?
Who are you?
Who are you? Who are you?
Who are you? Week one or week two?
How do we have a drop, do we?
No.
Okay. Between weeks 1 and week 2, give us some music. We'll always take that.
Yeah, I got you.
So you're going to be throwing out names to the group of teams that are 1 and 1 and wonder which version of the team are you, the one that won or the one that lost in weeks 1 and 2 of the NFL season. Chris, you have the floor.
All right, let's start with the caller that we just heard from.
Okay.
Let's start with the Raiders.
Which team? Good one. Which team are you?
Who are the Raiders? Their week 1 version where they go into New England and win, or Monday night where it did not look good?
You know what? I'm going to go with week 1.
You're a positive guy.
I'm a positive guy, and the reason why, you know, week 2 didn't go very well is I'm going to just say the Chargers are going to be better than most. And then number 2 on the screen right there, how will Ashton Jeanty take to the conversation that surrounds him right now, which is, why wasn't he in the game? And part of it might be he went the wrong way on snap 2. Mm-hmm. Part of it might be he needs to pass protect better. That's why they take him out. That's why Zamir White is in the game in on third down. That's why Dylan Lauby is on the field during a 2-minute drill.
Yep.
Lauby.
The white guy.
And so... You know, how will Ashton Jeanty respond to this sort of thing? And how will the coaching staff respond to the people saying, why'd you draft him if you're taking him out on third down? And they're not going to call him out for pass protection or you know, potentially grasping the scheme slower than expected. I'm going to say Jeanty responds well, and this team is going to show up and compete, because that's what Pete's about, as opposed to being non-competitive in week number two, it seemed. So I'll go with that. And Geno's not a three interception guy.
I don't know.
It's only been four games like that for him in his entire career. It's an outlier. So I'll go with that.
I'm worried Geno's closer to the Monday night quarterback than the one who lit up the Patriots.
I understand. I'll go more week one than week two. I'm half full on that one. What else? Who's next?
All right, next. I have a feeling I know which way you're going to go on this one, but let's throw it out there. The Detroit Lions, week one, get kind of humbled and owned by Green Bay. Last week, 50 burger on the Bears.
And the defense was doing its thing, too. I'm taking the Lions week two.
Yeah.
Aren't you, TJ? Week two? Week two Lions more than week one Lions?
Yeah, man.
That's who it is?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's the Bears. There was a little extra motivation.
Sure.
But I'm sure that week two Lions do kind of feel like that's the team we're going to see going forward.
I think so.
I'm going week two Lions over week one
Lions. Week two Lions.
You know, great day today.
Yeah, you knew where I'd be going on this. Yeah, I have the Lions winning the NFC, and after week one, I was looking for a mulligan. And week two, I'm like, no, let's tee it off. Because they teed off.
I don't need.
But again, it was a little bit of a personal game.
Yeah, no, I don't need a breakfast ball just yet.
Yeah.
Maybe lunch ball. We'll see.
Yeah, I like that one.
That's a golf term.
I could tell you about wrestling terms, but yeah,
okay.
Next
they
up.
Went top rope on the Bears.
Yeah, I see.
Dropped the elbow.
Frog splash.
Yeah.
They frog splashed.
All right.
Hit him with a chop. How about this one, guys? The Pittsburgh Steelers. Are they the week one team? Great offense. Aaron Rodgers, four touchdowns. Or losing at home.
I'm actually going to go week two team.
Really?
That they're inconsistent. Yeah. We're going to see some inconsistencies. That's what I'm going to say.
Kurt convinced you, huh? The tape wasn't good on Rodgers.
I'm going to go more week two than week one. That we're going to see some inconsistencies. It's not just that; it's the run game. What's happening? Like they abandoned it. They didn't do. I don't know. I don't know if it's the running back room. And Jalen Warren actually had a decent game. He had a field flipping play. I don't know. This game that they have this week against New England, pretty big between 1-1 teams.
Yeah.
What else, Chris? Who else?
How about the team that beat the Steelers on Sunday, the Seattle Seahawks?
And I'll go week two. I'll go week two Seattle.
Week one, they kind of struggled. Offense didn't look too great. Sam Darnold still got, you know, some bumps in the road.
All
they got
to do is bat that one down at the end, and they're 2-0. I kind of dig what I saw in Pittsburgh, and I'll go with week two Seattle.
JSN is a target monster.
I will say week two Seattle is the team that we're going to see, which is win more than not. And they've got the Saints coming in this week, which I believe is the survivor pool pick of the week.
You can go Buffalo tomorrow. I think a lot of people will be on that. Mm-hmm. And Seattle's a popular one. I think I'm going to go Seattle. Fingers crossed.
Okay.
Last one. Are you the week one team? Who are you? Week one or week two? TJ's Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, I'll go week two all day on that one.
Scoring a lot of points and barely winning.
Oh, come on, man.
Just being inconsistent. Being inconsistent. That's it. And defensively, you've got a back end problem and a front end. I mean, what Jadeveon Clowney, they hope he can come off the couch and give him 5 to 7 sacks the rest of the year.
If only they had a guy who could get 20.
Well, nobody gets 20 anymore.
Who is that guy? I forget.
All right.
Also, I just like to point out Christian Wilkins still sitting out there. He's a good
Yeah, why haven't you signed
stopper.
Him yet?
I don't know what's going on with him, as you know.
What are you waiting for?
What about the Dallas Cowboys back end of the defense?
It's
massive issues.
Yeah. But, you know, hey.
Big problems, man.
Dak is balling out, though.
We'll just outscore him.
That is a huge positive sign.
The Cowboys can wind up above 500, but right now they're an inconsistent team that can win. With offense going off and their kicker, all you got to do
MVP
is just
kicker.
Get him to any point on the star in the middle of the field.
If we stay
make a field goal from it.
Jack with you today.
Do we all
stay within three? We're good.
By the way, I took the week in which the team won. Not the one that showed all this moxie just to come up short.
Well, you're trying to make it seem like you're not picking at me with this.
That's a you problem. No, that's a YP.
We know what you're doing. We've seen enough of this.
Yeah, that's prestige worldwide over there, buddy.
I don't know what that means.
I said this on Overreaction Monday.
Wasn't that the name of their band?
Prestige Worldwide.
Wasn't it? No.
In Step Brothers.
What was it?
No. Step Brothers was Prestige Worldwide.
That's my bad. Okay. No, okay. Yeah, I keep missing it. Hey, it's still John C. Reilly.
The Cowboys are the second best team in the AFC East. They're better than Washington, and they're better than the Giants.
Yeah, okay. I had too much to drink at the Catalina one.
They can be a playoff team. Okay.
Finding my inner dinosaur. I'll keep going. By the way, Iron Eagle dropped a great Catalina wine mixer line. Yeah, during the Titans-Rams game. Cool. I'll look at you. I've got a bonus one for you.
Oh, bonus one for me.
I got a bonus one for you. Keep it going.
What do we got?
Yes.
All right, we'll get one more.
Okay. And you literally did not know that there's one more. What about your Patriots?
You have one more. I did not know
this. Cooper's Patriots, your Patriots, 1-1. Which team are you?
Drake May, I think all the tape guys said that Drake May had his best game as a pro against Miami, but I'm worried that Miami is the worst team in the league. And that this is kind of fool's gold. We'll see. If we can beat Pittsburgh, the Patriots can beat Pittsburgh on Sunday this week. And Drake May plays well against a struggling Steeler defense. Maybe confuse Rodgers, turn the ball over, and win this game. Then, yeah, things are trending in the right direction. But they're more kind of maybe in the middle of... I don't think the Raiders are going to end up being a good team. They look like a 5-6 win team, and that's kind of what New England looks like right now, and I'm kind of worried.
Now, by the way, very Mariucci answer, which is to answer it, make it sound like you answered it without actually answering the question. Is it week one or week two? Which one are we going to see the rest of the year? Christopher Brockman, you must choose week one or week two version of the team.
It's not fun when no one answers the question when you're trying to do a bit, huh?
Again, which version are you going to
I'm
going to
say week two.
Okay.
But that may be more about the team they played.
Very good.
Yeah, thank you.
Now that's an answer.
Thank you.
I appreciate you doing it.
You're welcome. I'm here to serve.
You did. Very well done. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Let's bring him out. Let's have a good time. Let's have a great fun chat with Andrew Santino. The very, very popular Cheeto Santino, as he's known on Instagram, coming up next.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.
O'Reilly Auto Parts and that jingle. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. They offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. I've been to O'Reilly Auto Parts over and over again, and I get exactly what I need. The parts and a friendly face. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts, they can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. Of course, the importance of being helpful and having a friendly service face look right at you and say, "We've got your back. We've got your car ready to go back on the road." It makes all the difference, doesn't it? The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto. Do it yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today, or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. What is it that makes the all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid an incredible SUV? Is it the spacious interior that's comfy for the whole crew? Or the capability to go off-road? Maybe it's up to 600-plus miles of range. Is it the driver behind the wheel? What if it's all of that and more? What is it then? The all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid. So much more than just another SUV. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. That's 562-314-4603.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Checking off the boxes on your to-do list is a great feeling. And when it comes to checking off coverage, a State Farm agent can help you choose an option that's right for you. Whether you prefer talking in person, on the phone, or using the award-winning app, it's nice knowing you have help finding coverage that best fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance back on the air. We just saw a clip of White Noise available right now, streaming exclusively on Hulu. One of the hosts of the No Bad Lies podcast, along with, by the way, he's one of the hosts of Bad Friends podcast, No Bad Lies podcast, and of course, Whiskey Ginger is available with Andrew Santino.
We're here, doing all of it.
You are indeed, sir. I last saw you on a golf course. That's the last time I did.
I know, I ran into you quickly. You were in, and I don't even know if you were playing 18.
Playing 18.
That
was the last round I played, which I think is like a month plus ago. How often are you getting out there? You're getting out there a lot.
If I had an hour or two after this, I can sneak out and play nine before I have to go shoot something else.
Dude.
Yeah.
So you're.
I like to sneak. I sneak and play nine and then go and go back. It's hard to do a full 18, but I can sneak out and play holes. I mean, it gets harder and harder as I get busier, but it's a sickness. It's like the only thing I really, really love. And my wife and my dog.
Is that right?
And my family, but golf.
Did you look up his handicap while he's going through that soliloquy right
there,
Christopher?
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to say it out loud in case.
Well, you can say it out
loud. Is it all right?
I don't care. I talked about it on McAfee's show, but he called me a golf dork because I'm a 2.7 index.
2.9.
2.9, is that what it is? Yeah, 2.9, wow. Which equates to like a 5 or a 6 handicap. There was a miscommunication. I did this on that show too. People go, you're a 2 handicap. No, I'm a 5 or 6. 2.7 is an index. That's how we rank it. It's statistics.
It's still awesome. For somebody who can't crack 90, you know.
You can. I've seen you play.
I cannot.
Really?
No, I cannot. Certainly not on our course.
Pull the hips, dude. Just push the hips. Stop swaying and pull through.
Okay.
Yeah.
I am definitely a swayer.
When you slide.
I curse at myself so bad when I'm playing too. I just curse myself out because I just know what I should be doing and not doing, and then I just don't do it.
And you don't follow through.
Ever.
Well, it's a terrible game. It's a very stupid game. Mm-hmm. My grandfather was one of my heroes and probably the reason I'm funny. And he was terrible at golf, and he was the kind of guy that would like get mad as he was hitting. Like, he knew it was going to be bad.
Yeah.
So like as he was hitting, he'd go, Jim. He didn't even know where it went yet, but he would be upset the moment the club got to the ball. So he's like pre-jinxing. A lot of people do that. They're already angry at how bad it's going
to
be.
See, I'd like the cut of your grandfather's jib, sir. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, I see that a lot. Guys are like, and they get mad as they're hitting. And you're like, dude, relax. Just find out afterwards.
My God. So did you break 90 on that day I saw you?
I think we can look up the stats on 80.
Just stand by.
You probably broke 80.
Probably 76 or 77, something around there.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm gonna guess. What are you going to do? I don't know. Yeah, okay. I play with a couple of guys that are much better than me, so I'm still stuck on this Colts comment. It really hurts my feelings about my Bears.
Let's get into it. So now you spoke about McAfee's show. You're telling me you were on McAfee's show and you made a wager with him?
I said, we needed week one so bad at home against Minnesota, losing to second year rookie or whatever you want to call him. And I'm sorry that the kid is hurt, by the way. I hope he pops out of that.
I don't think anybody thinks that you wish harm on
him. No, I don't. I like him. I was bummed that we lost. And then I said, we can't do that. Week two is going to be terrible. I was right. We took an L in week two. Lions absolutely stepped on our throats. They beat us up so bad. We deserved it. And I had told them, I said, I'll bet you 10 grand for charity, that the Bears aren't going to have a good winning season now because of this first game loss. He said, over under 6.5. And I said, I'll take the under. So,
but he didn't like that.
No, he was like, you're a Bears fan. You should take the over. I said, no, dude.
Because he wants the, because I think he believes the under.
I know, but I think I want the Bears to win. But after week one and then what we just did in week two, I don't know what's going to happen against Dallas.
Well, I think you do know what's going to happen against Dallas because back in May when you were here on this program, we had you pick the Bears schedule in the win-loss game.
I know.
Based on your decision-making back then, you have them winning the next two games.
I know, I did. I was right on the Detroit loss. That was easy money.
You were
Now we're going against Eberflus, the old dog, who's got all of our tips and tricks and all the inside post-it
not
notes.
Anymore.
He stole all the post-it notes from the locker room. He's got that all logged up.
Post-it notes.
And you know what? I'd like to switch out Vegas as well too after watching them play. Oh.
So now, is this what you really feel, or you're trying to speak into existence your wager with McAfee?
No, after watching Vegas, those dogs, they're hungry, man. They're so good. And it's in Las Vegas, too. I'd like to make that game.
Okay. At Washington, you want to switch that one up, too?
No, that one's
well,
right.
It might not be with Jaden Daniels. He might be hurt. Still not.
I don't think he's going to be hurt. I think he's going to be back. And I still think in New Orleans, that's right, we'll take a win. Baltimore, I agree. Cincy now, though.
Okay.
I could put a W there for Cincy. Yeah, you could switch that up.
Okay. Home for the Giants?
Easy money. Easy money. Wow. Don't even get me started. Easy money.
Now you're at Minnesota. That says a loss.
Yeah, that's a loss. Yeah.
Still, huh?
We're going to go two. Yeah, they're going to beat us twice.
Rodgers is coming into your house.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a win for us.
You think so still? You going to stick with a win?
Yeah, 100%. How old is Aaron?
42 at that point in time.
Same age as me, and I just don't have it anymore, neither does he. Philly is going to be a treacherous loss.
Treacherous
in
loss.
Oh my God!
Great
use
of that word.
They are going to.
Okay.
They're going to put the beat down. Green Bay, I do want to win there so bad. I think at this point in the season, we wouldn't have a choice but to beat them at home.
You just saw what they're looking like, though. I mean, that is out of there.
I don't
care.
They
might be the best team in the NFL.
No.
You still can't bring yourself.
You think they're the best team in the NFL, seriously?
Through the first 2 weeks of the NFL season, I'd still have the Eagles on top of my
I think Philly's still
power
number
rankings
one.
List.
Yeah.
Because they're the defending Super Bowl champs and they haven't lost yet. But I think Green Bay's played better than them.
Sure, but I still think Philly has a longevity. I think they're still a better squad.
So you think they're gonna still win four of their last five games?
Yeah, I do actually. Well, yeah. I mean, okay. I think
so then
you know.
So then you're paying $10,000 to charity.
Perhaps.
Which is fine.
I want to root for them. I just know how my reality works since I was a child. I was born in 83. There was magic in 84.
Yes.
I didn't get to see it. So all I've known for 42 years has been heartbreak, heartache, and my dad losing his voice, yelling at the television.
Who is the bear that has caused you? What's your dad's name?
Jeff.
Oh, Jeff,
the man.
Okay. Who is the bear that has caused Jeff Santino to scream at the screen?
He's a Vaughn, he's a Vaughn. JV. Jeff Vaughn. Pardon me. Vaughn. That's okay.
Okay. Who's the bear that has caused your father to scream at the screen the most, the loudest, the angriest out of this entire run?
It's so hard to pick. I mean,
you got it. You must pick
probably
one.
The front office. Probably the entire front office.
He's screaming at executives.
Yeah, executives.
Get them off the screen. I don't want to see them in their
McCaskey
suit and tie,
family. Yeah, well,
drinking water in their suite.
We've had
the player.
Well, it's so hard to say because we've had what? You could do the math. Someone knows 18 quarterbacks in the time that I've been on.
Do you want to read off the quarterbacks that have been? So it would be a quarterback.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're always going to blame your team leader, your big captain. You know, your big dog's probably the guy you're going to point the finger at the most.
So is it Trubisky that's caused your father to be angry?
Mitch could catch a couple, but he'll catch a couple strays, unfortunately. Yeah, he would catch a lot of strays.
So you want QBs since McMahon?
Give me QBs since McMahon. How many? My guess is, I want to say it's got to be anywhere from like 17 to 21.
It's a lot.
17 to 21.
Mike Tomczak, Steve Fuller, Doug Flutie, Mike Hennessy.
These are starters?
Yeah. Steve Bradley, Jim Harbaugh.
Harb.
Peter Tom Willis.
Peter Tom Willis.
They don't trust a three-name quarterback.
State's finest.
Can't have that.
Yeah, Willie
Joe Herbert.
Can't have that.
No idea who that is. Right. Steve Walsh, Eric Kramer, Dave Craig.
God.
Rick Meyer. Steve Stenstrom.
Steve Stenstrom.
Moses Marino.
Oh, how could we can forget?
Shane Matthews, Cade McNown, Jim Miller.
I love the look on your face right now.
Chris all these Chandler. Guys are like reflective heartbreak. All you see when you hear some of these names is like, I remember that.
Yeah,
I remember
that. We're only in 2002. Henry Burris, Cordell Stewart, Sexy Rexy, Craig Krenzel, Chad Hutchinson, Jonathan Quinn.
Wow.
Ugh.
Kyle Orton.
Kyle Orton.
Yeah.
Brian Greasy.
Okay.
The Grease Dog.
And then Jake Cutler, Todd Collins, Caleb Haney, Josh McCown.
There's a lot is what you're saying.
Jason Campbell, Jimmy Clausen, Matt Barkley, Brian Hoyer.
Oh, my God.
Mitch Trubisky, McGlennon, Chase Daniel, Nick Foles, Fields, Dalton.
Here we are.
Simeon, Peterman, Agent.
We're pulling into the station. Yeah, we pulled into the station.
It's a lot.
It's almost 30 guys. It's like 30 some of my guys.
Browns fans understand.
And in that time, the Packers have had two Hall of Famers.
That's it.
Back to back.
I know.
In that time, we had 30 quarterbacks. I mean, obviously, that's a little bit extended beyond the Favre era. But even still, in the time we had 20 quarterbacks, I would say, they had two Hall of Famers. So, yeah, I want to beat them so bad. They're the only team we care about beating. If we lose every game, but if we beat them, it would mean the world to us. So, please, I'm begging you guys. Please, please, get us at least a win in Green Bay.
Yeah, where Jordan Love is now stationed for who knows how long, too, man.
Kid's great. I hate to say that. Once again, like another guy, it's like they keep rolling the quarterback dice and they keep winning. I mean, it kills me so hard. But look, I said on McAfee's show, maybe time to put in, I don't even know how to say, is it Bajent? Is it Bajent?
You sound like our call screener on your way out the door. Look to your left and wave to our call screener, Adam.
I said, give the kid a try.
That's what he said. If the Bears go 0-4, he wants to see Bajent in there.
0-4. I say 0-3, and you got to turn it up.
So they lose to the Cowboys this week.
We lose to the Cowboys, you got to give it a whirl. I mean, you don't have a choice. I mean, this is not against Caleb, but at some point, come on, man. Caleb had an okay game. You know, he had an okay game, but you're just seeing, I just am seeing flashes of brilliance. Like, you need a guy to just be, I almost want more chaos and recklessness and just let him fly. I mean, the way that like Mahomes plays sometimes, you go, this looks insane, but it works. It's like, oh my God, he's just using that kid instinct, that like backyard football instinct.
Yeah.
And sometimes I feel like Caleb is just running a system so strict in his mind. You're like, dude, just get rid of the football.
Right.
Throw it away. Just give it away. I know it's hard. And I'm not a quarterback. I'm just an ugly redhead sitting on your couch.
No, it's not true.
I don't know what I'm talking about, but I just want him to win so bad. But Bajan's got the tattoos. Don't let him get any more tattoos. Throw him in the game. Throw him in the game.
You seem like you're grasping. I'm not going to lie.
I love the Bears. I've always loved the Bears. They're probably one of the only... I'm a diehard. Cubs are my first team in Chicago.
Well, there you go right now.
Baseball is my number one.
You're going to be fired up.
I'm happy. We're on a little streak. I'm still happy. I mean, and if we're talking in the NL, I mean, it's still so tough. I mean, the Dodgers are unbelievable.
They're beatable.
The Brewers are not. I mean, the Brewers.
True. Oh my God! It could be the toll. It could be a toll road. Could it be a toll road? Toll road NLCS? Is that possible?
I mean,
I'm trying to. I don't know what the bracket looks like right now.
I don't think that's possible.
Either. But here, right? There
is
it
that is. Possible?
There's right now. I don't. Right now, the Cubs would be. You'd be hosting the Padres.
Yeah, we'd be hosting
for
San
all three
Diego.
Games in Wrigley. And then maybe it would be maybe a divisional round. Could be.
It could be.
Could be. I don't know.
I mean, I hate to say it. Living in Los Angeles. I love the Dodgers because I've lived here for 20 years, so it's fun to go see them. You know, I've always been a diehard Cubs fan, but they're so good. I don't know if we could get through them. That would be tough.
You never know, huh?
I don't know.
I've got Andrew Santino here on the Rich Eisen Show. How's our guy Kelsey doing? How's he doing? Do you talk to him a lot or no? Not really.
I've chatted with him a good amount. Yeah, I mean, I don't.
Is this like Fight Club? Would we not talk about it?
No, it's okay. I mean, I
know
you
spoke about it on the.
I know the
part
media loves
take.
To peel clips and they take out of context things that I say. I said, you know, on Pardon My Take, something about they were like, "Are you going to go to the wedding?" And I said, "Dude, I don't know. That's not my thing.
Now that's Fight Club.
Well, yeah, that's what they did, you know. So I was like, look, but I love Travis is my guy. I'm going to go see them in October. I'm going to go watch them play a Sunday night game in October. I leave him alone during the season. I don't, these guys are, you know,
right.
They're doing their, that'd be like calling me right before I go on stage. So it's like, leave me alone.
So we don't know where, yeah. Nobody, you don't take any phone calls before going on stage?
You know how funny it is? Like, right, this is like something I know that athletes experience like crazy. So yes. I have this in my blood to know what not to do. People, I'll be going on stage, about to walk on the Chicago Theater, 4,000 people.
Yeah.
And someone will text me within an hour of the show and being like, yo, is there any way to get another ticket for a friend's girlfriend or a buddy's? That it's like, are you out of your mind? I'm going to walk on stage.
Yeah.
And then my guilt is like, just get him. I can hear my mom be like, get them the tickets. You met them at Marcy's house. Get his nephew tickets.
Yeah, right.
So I do it. I'm a sucker. I'm a people pleaser. I'm like, every time.
But you've got this, right? But you've got, you know what you're going to say. I mean, you've got your act.
You want some sort of calm before the storm. Before you go out on stage, you want a little bit of peace.
Yeah, I got to sit here and think, nobody's probably texting Kelsey before. an hour before the game.
Can I get you some idiot is.
You think somebody is texting Travis Kelce?
Absolutely. I guarantee you someone is texting 100%. Every athlete you know is getting a text right before the game.
For something.
Do you think, big dog?
But you don't, hold on a second. You don't have a person to handle that?
Do I have a person? Yeah. Have my phone?
No, you gotta have a dude, Andrew. You gotta have a guy.
There's nobody in the Cheeto Santino world that could field the ticket request for you.
Bobby.
I have my tour man. Yeah, Bobby. I leave it up to Bobby Lee. I leave it up to Bobby.
Seriously,
who sleeps till 5 p.m.?
Dude, you need a person. Travis has got, he's not looking down at his phone to see if somebody needs last-minute tickets before, the Ravens play in Arrowhead in a week.
He texts back directly, but I would never ask him day of. I mean, my tour manager helps us organize that stuff.
All right, let's get people involved here.
But they hit me
up. You need a buffer.
They hit me, not her. They always go, bro, do you remember Dan? We got wasted with him last year. He wants to bring all of his friends. And you're like, okay, dude, bring all your friends. Bring all your friends. Come on out.
All right.
But so, Rich, by this, I should stop texting you during game day morning on Sundays? So.
No, I actually, during commercial breaks, look at my phone and see, because I don't use a laptop. I see if there's any news that's breaking, and if there's a text, I'll look at it. I can handle that. Okay. But it's not like, hey, can I come to the show in a month, in an hour? Like,
I want
to
do that.
Now that's different. I understand that.
I might start doing that to you. I'm going to start texting you right before you go live here. I go, what's going on, man? Good morning. How are you?
And I will just say, talk to my people. I'll send to my people. So hold on a second. Let's just say you're going on stage and Kelce calls you. You don't answer? Of course you do.
I'll bring the phone on stage and I'll answer for the
I got Travis Kelce on the phone. But if he calls you 45 minutes before.
I would text him, go, let me hit you back right after the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I would say, can I hit you right
so
back
you're
after the show?
In, man, huh?
Yeah, you want a little bit of, when you don't have, does he not have a thing he does before this show? Doesn't he do like a ritual of some kind?
Well, normally there's a lot of pacing going on.
I'm conducting business up to sometimes showtime.
I understand.
Pacing
business.
I don't know.
What do you listen to? What music do you listen to on the way here in the morning?
I don't listen to music on the way down here.
Really?
I conduct calls.
He's talking on the phone.
Yeah.
Dude, you got to take some time for you.
What do you mean?
Put on some tunes, turn off the phone, disappear. Yeah. You need some space. You need some time to go, I'm going to do my job. Yeah. I've done so much to get here. You're successful. You're handsome. You're a great father. You're a great husband. You did it. Relax. They put your name all over this place.
No, I understand that, but in order
listen to some music on the way to work, Eisen. Listen to something calming and take it easy.
Yeah, I don't know. What calms me is to get ready. Sometimes I'll just make phone calls about the business of this program.
Cut it out.
Can't turn it off.
Life's too short. Turn on some tunes, dude.
Okay.
Turn on. I think you need to just step away before you do the thing. That's why before I go on stage, I want a moment of zen. Just a little bit before you go. Give the people something.
Makes sense. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I agree.
I'm going to send you a playlist to listen to on the morning.
Let's do it. I'll listen to your pod. Would that be considered?
No. Music. Music's good for the soul. Don't you say they know all these studies about psychologically? It does such good things for your for your heart and your mind. It calms your blood pressure goes down.
Okay.
It does good things. Not you calling your agent and be like, why didn't I get that gig?
Excuse me. That's not the conversation. That's not the conversation where I'm complaining or I'm feeling slighted. It's not.
It's not?
No, okay, it's about the business of growing this show.
I'm projecting. That's me calling my agent.
So
and who got it? What has he got that I don't have?
He's invited to the wedding?
What's the guy's name from the Nancy Kerrigan the movie Paul Walter Hauser?
Yeah, he's sat in this chair.
He's getting all my roles for sure. That's another redheaded guy in the game. Who got it? Paul Walter Hauser? What, because he's got awards? Is that why you like him? Because he's sweet-faced and talented?
Hey, man.
That guy's pulling everything from me.
He may be talented, but there's only one guy who can make a P-cube for Larry David.
God bless. See?
Okay, you know what I mean?
That's right. That's exactly right.
You have talents, sir.
Yeah, Paul. They called me.
That's right.
Curb called me.
Only one guy made a P-cube, which we talked about the last time.
For Larry David. That is true.
So we don't know where Travis is registered. Because I'd love to send him something like a gravy boat.
Yeah, I think they're at CB2. Hit them up on CB. Can you imagine at that status level to register? It'd be funny if they registered at living spaces or something for a bit.
Yeah.
What you should do.
That would be great.
Yeah, you register at a place like that and then donate it all to charity to people in need. There you go.
See, and if they don't do it now, they're not charitable people.
Can I plug a charity thing real fast?
Please.
I have a thing. I should have sent you guys the card. They just finished it called Ho Ho Homers. You get to hit dingers off your favorite comedian celebrities. December 6th here at LA City Valley College. December 6th, I'm doing, it's for Special Olympics.
Awesome. Nice. So so you're pitching?
I'm hosting the entire event, and I'm going to have friends in comedy come out, some big names. I don't want to leak anything yet.
No,
but
come on.
Well, there's some big people that are going to try to make it. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
I've got some guarantees of people that will come. But I'm really stretching hard to make sure that people show up.
And you're making them throw pitches.
Yeah, you get to hit dingers off your favorite celebrities for charity.
Jeff Ross is bringing heat or something like that.
I think his rotator cuff is torn, so hopefully by December he'll be back
for picking up Tony Awards.
Yeah, I did pitch it to our good friend Shane Gillis, who's like one of the greatest comics and men alive. And Shane was like, "If I'm free, I'll be there." So. Because he's big and he's just a great dude. And so I've had a lot of my comedy friends, you know, Segura is going to try to be in town.
Awesome.
Burt Kreischer will be there for sure. Bobby Lee will be there for sure. There's guys that I know, and if they don't come, that's the end. I'm going to block them. I'm never going to talk to them again.
You wouldn't want to hit homers off of Burt Kreischer.
You want to hit dingers off your favorite people? Yeah, for Special Olympics.
How can people
December
find
9th.
Out about this?
December 9th. I'm going to be posting it, links to the tickets and all that stuff on my website, but just know, look out for the Ho Ho Homers December 9th up at LA City Valley College.
How about this? How about maybe in December, week before you come on, we'll pop it again.
I would love that.
And that way we'll have a list. And we'll start going through, you know, who's got the best throwing motion.
We'll get some tape.
We'll
get some tape on some of these guys. See if they got good. See what the wrist flick is like. You know
what we got. Can Bert? I never asked this question. Can Bert pronate? Can he pronate his arm? Can Burt Kreischer?
He can supinate better than he can pronate.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's why he's got a special on Hulu. White Noise, available now, streaming exclusively on Hulu. No Bad Lies with Andrew Santino podcast, Bad Friends podcast, and Whiskey Ginger, all wherever you get your podcasts. Good to see you, brother. Anytime.
Great to see you.
Come on
Thank
back.
You, man.
You got it. That's Andrew Santino right here at Cheeto Santino for those who want to follow on the old socials.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
The Jack Welch Management Institute at Strayer University helps you go from I know the way to I've arrived with our top 10 ranked online MBA. Gain skills you can learn today and apply tomorrow. Get ready to go from make it happen to made it happen and keep striving. Visit strayer.edu/Jack Welch MBA to learn more. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV and has many campuses, including at 2121 15th Street North in Arlington, Virginia.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH, always the number to dial. The all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid is an incredible SUV. If you're wondering why it is such, there's a spacious interior that's comfy for the whole crew. It can go off-road, so it's capable to go off-road. And then there's 600-plus miles of range. 600-plus. Unreal. The all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid. So much more than just another SUV. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. That's 562-314-4603 for more details. Fun show, everybody. Happy 30th birthday to perhaps, arguably, and for good reason, you'll see in a second, the greatest quarterback in the history of the NFL as a 20-year-old. Patrick Mahomes turns 30 years old today. And so, the numbers he has put up since coming into the league in his 20s, in terms of wins, passing yards, passing touchdowns, Super Bowl MVPs, he is first all time and the Super Bowls, he is tied for first. We all know who he's tied for first with. That'll be Tom Brady. All before turning 30. This is what he has done. 106 wins, 38,611 passing yards. Oh, it's already the most in the history of the Kansas City Chiefs. Passing touchdowns, almost 300 passing touchdowns as a 20-year-old quarterback. In his 20s, obviously, 20-something quarterback. Unbelievable. And the 293 passing touchdowns ties Peyton Manning for the most passing touchdowns by a player in their first 9 seasons, including playoffs in NFL history.
He'll get handled when he gets handled.
Oh, he's handled it. He has handled it. Good luck to everybody else who plays the game as a 20-year-old, 20-something quarterback. And the question will now be, this is the base from which he can go and try and take down Tom Brady all time. But in order to do that, and this is why Tom Brady is the GOAT, he's got to have as great a run as a 40-year-old as Brady did, yep. One would think. Unless he takes care of it all before he turns 40. And the question is when Kelce goes, who's going to be his go-to guy? Mm-hmm. Will Andy Reid be there for the entire time like Brady had Belichick? I mean, Brady had a second dynastic run.
Yeah.
After his first dynastic run.
You thought it was over.
And, you know, he went 10 years without winning a Super Bowl, but he made the Super Bowl a couple times in that 10-year period. But this is an outstanding base for your operation to try and take down Tom Brady. And I don't know whoever else would ever be able to do that, statistically, Super Bowl-wise, anything else. But happy birthday to Patrick Mahomes. He's 30 years old today, and he's no longer going to be that 20-something quarterback. In his first game, his last game as a 20-something quarterback, he loses, and he's 0-2 for the first time in his career with a 3-game losing streak, including playoffs for the first time in his career. We will now see what happens just this year alone for the Chiefs. And his first game as a 30-year-old quarterback will be Sunday night in New York, New Jersey area against the Giants. So, and, you know, if you recall back in the day, I mean, Russell Wilson was putting up numbers as a 20-something quarterback that were as great as anyone can remember, winning multiple playoff games in a year, doing what he did, running and throwing. And Mahomes has just blown everybody out of the water, including Tom Brady, with the exception of Super Bowl wins. As a 20-something, he's tied with Tom. So he only needs 4 more to go.
I mean.
Only.
I know.
Yeah, it's like only.
Hey, yeah, well, only. He needs 4 more to go, and then he also needs 3 more, you know, in terms of appearances. He needs 7 more in terms of appearances. Right? Well, I mean, more than the bottom line is, he's off to a roaring start. No. Happy birthday.
Thanks for listening to the Rich Eisen Show podcast. You can watch and listen to The Rich Eisen Show live weekdays from noon to 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio, Disney Plus, and on the ESPN app. The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
Yo, this is important, man. My favorite Lululemon shorts, the ones you got me back in the day, I think they're Pace Breakers, the ones with all the pockets. Well, I just got back from vacation and I think I left them in my hotel room. And dude, I need to replace these shorts. I wear them like every day with that Lulu hoodie you got me. Could you send me the link to where you got them? Thanks, bro. Talk soon.
Looking for your newest go-tos? Shop Lululemon's bestsellers now at lululemon.com.